Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon project, part 5 of 120, to think before we speak. We're concluding the Hakdama, the introduction to Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And over here the Chafetz Chaim emphasizes the enormous effort that he put forth to create the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and the motivation which caused him, and the style which he implemented. He writes, "Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach Achonin La'adam Das," with the help of Hashem, he strengthened himself, "V'likatati Osam," and I gathered the sources from all the different places, in Shas, Talmud, Poskim, the authorities, especially from the Rambam, Smag, Sharei Tshuva, and put them in an orderly fashion so that a person can study one topic at a time instead of requiring that people be experts in all areas in order to know how to field a question. On the topic of the Sharei Tshuva, which is normally known to us as a Musar Sefer, a book of ethics rather than of strict law, the Chafetz Chaim emphasizes that he checked the Sharei Tshuva meticulously against the original sources in the Talmud, and he purposely chose from the Sharei Tshuva only rulings that were either lenient or that were clearly documented as law, as opposed to added stringencies, because the Chafetz Chaim's effort here is to be very clear what is law. And if he wants to be preachy, that's a separate effort of how careful a person could be regarding Hilchos Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim divided the Sefer into two parts, Lashon Hara, which is to speak badly about somebody else, even if it's true, but that's something that they did wrong, Lashon Hara, it's bad. And the second part of the Sefer is Rechilus, which is that the person didn't necessarily do bad, but by peddling the information, it will cause pain. Sometimes a person has a competitor and relating information one to the other. It's not necessarily Lashon Hara, he might not have done anything wrong, but peddling the information causes pain, and that's also prohibited. He writes that he intends to write a chelek shlishi, a third section on the topic, which presumably is what later got printed as Shemiras HaLoshon, discussing the reward for a person who makes the effort to be careful and the punishment as to how serious this offense is. And the entire Sefer is called Sefer Chafetz Chaim, with the laws and the footnotes, which he titled Be'er Mayim Chayim, where he gives the footnotes and the sources for the different rulings. The Chafetz Chaim concludes this part of the Hakdama, and we have one more session in the Hakdama, which we'll Amitz Hashem do next time. He writes over here a request, it's in parentheses, a fascinating request to the reader, to give the book and its author the benefit of doubt. He writes, there are times that you will find in the volume, chumra ba'alma, something that looks like it's a stringency, or arichus haloshon, or an added wording that's unnecessary. And he emphasizes and attests to the fact that everything that was authored over here, Iyanti bo harbe, I worked very hard on it, uvedibuk chaverim gedolei haTorah, and with discussion with great people of Torah scholarship, vechipasti chipus achar chipus, and I checked into things, checking and then checking it again to confirm, vekama pa'amim iyanti b'inyan echad kama yomim, there are times that I had to stay on the same topic for many days until I could achieve accuracy in a particular ruling. And therefore, kol mila umila shebefnim ha-sefer nichteva bedikduk hadin, every word that you'll find in the sefer was written meticulously. On occasion, he maintained